It's time to check in with Mike Cossey and say good morning. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So I was kind of shocked when I woke up this morning and saw that David Ortiz had been shot in the Dominican Republic.
Did you see the footage?
No.
He was in a lounge, and some guy just walked up right behind him and shot him in the back.
Yeah,
it wasn't a robbery. It wasn't anything. Somebody tried to kill the poor guy.
Yeah.
That's the Dominican Republic.
It's well,
the Wild West.
Thank God he's still alive.
It's a good thing the guy was a bad shot.
Well, they're saying it really did look like an assassination attempt. Like
it was 100%.
Yeah. I mean, man, it's crazy.
And to the people of the lounge's credit, that guy took quite a beating.
Oh yeah,
he's in the hospital. And he's unconscious, and they can't find out why or who put him up to it. But he has been taken into custody by the people that were in the lounge, which is a good thing. I mean, David Ortiz never hurt nobody in his life.
It's just one of those stories that you wake up and you say to yourself, just what a crazy world we live in. Honest to God,
yep.
You just can't say any more than that. That's what it is. What a crazy world we live in.
Absolutely insane.
And we wish him a speedy recovery.
Absolutely.
And you know, it's funny, I've gotten into a habit of watching in the evening now. Instead of spending a lot of money on movies, I put on the Major League Baseball Network.
Mm-hmm.
And Pedro Martinez was one of the commentators that was on last night. And he's fun to watch.
He's good. Fun to watch and very good for young people to learn something from.
But when you look back at the Red Sox team that had people like Ortiz and Pedro Martinez, and you think of Louis Tiant, all the personalities that they had that were on that team at one time or another, you talk about the Yankees, and I'm a Yankee fan, and the Yankees do have, don't get me wrong, classic personalities that have been on their team. But the Red Sox are no slow shakes there either.
Had many, many big names on that team.
Big names, fun names on that team as well. So, well, we wish the best for David Ortiz, obviously. And the next story was, well, it kind of looks like the Bruins have a good shot back at the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, this looks like the Devils flop back when we said it. My friends and I, they're hockey fans. When we were at the Belmont on Saturday, we were talking about it. And last night was a must-win game for St. Louis because they're not going to win a Game 7 in Boston. And Boston took it to them last night. It was a good game that Boston opened up late. They wouldn't break. They stood pat, played a really good game last night. Tuukka Rask played a great game. And they came away with a 5-1 win, a little more lopsided than the score says. And Game 7 in Boston is just the valley of death that St. Louis is going into. Well, this is what happened when the Devils were up on the Avalanche 3-2 coming home to the Meadowlands to play them. They laid a complete egg, and then they got smacked in Game 7. And that's what I expect to happen to St. Louis on Wednesday night.
All right, so there's that. NBA, I think they tee it up again tonight, I think, for what could be the final game of that series tonight.
Yeah, so much for these people saying Golden State's gonna win this real easy, huh?
And it doesn't look, unless something really weird happens, it doesn't look like they're going to win it at all. Easy or no easy. Before we get to baseball, another story which I first heard about this morning, where officials wanted Santa Anita to shut down, and Santa Anita has resisted.
Yeah, I don't want to sound bad saying this, but horses do break down, and what's happening lately, like I said, I don't want to sound bad saying this, is almost normal. They had two horses break down this weekend. It happens. The bad part of the period that was taken on at Santa Anita when horses were breaking down in the morning and everything, that's past. Now when these things do happen, and they do happen, you can't go out there with the drums and the tambourines and start singing Kumbaya, close the track. It does happen. If horses are breaking down and getting injured in the morning like it was past, then something needs to be done about it. But just because two horses broke down, you don't shut down the racetrack. These are the same people that are saying maximum security shouldn't be taken down because of this and that. Well, if Maximum Security and Will of War did clip and Will of War went down and Five Horses went down after him, you might not have had a Preakness and a Belmont. So should Santa Anita close down? Absolutely not.
Yeah, well, they're also saying we shouldn't close down because we're still implementing all the changes that we've put into effect. And if you're going to actually look to see if what we've done made a difference, you have to look at the whole racing season and not just cut it short.
Well, that's what I said. Yeah, I mean, when Santa Anita had track issues, which is their fault for not admitting it and not shutting it down sooner at that point, they fixed it. Horses break down. It's an unfortunate byproduct of the racing. And, you know, you don't want to get into that whole ball of wax because if there's no racing, these horses wouldn't exist, period. But it does happen. If it continues to happen during the week, well, you know, even one day, well, then maybe something should be done about it. But horses break down at every racetrack you go to. It's an unfortunate byproduct. And it is what it is. But you shouldn't shut down the track because it doesn't call for it right now. And the meet, they still got 2-3 weeks left in the meet. I mean, where are these owners going to go with their horses? Yeah. If the owners' association says that we need to shut it down, that's different. Because those are the people that supply the product that makes racing. If they decide not to run, and which they could very easily shut down Santa Anita by, excuse me, not putting any horses in the entry box. If you don't have any horses to run, you can't run the races. It happened at Delaware Park one day when there weren't enough of horses in the entry box and they had to cancel a day of racing. If the owners decide not to run, well, that's a whole different story. And they, like I said, they just don't enter horses and there'll be no racing. But for whomever to decide Santa Anita has to close because two horses broke down, that's not going to happen.
All right, and one final thing before we get to baseball. That was a really boring Belmont.
Too many favorites. It wasn't a boring Belmont. It wasn't. Please. It wasn't a boring Belmont. It was a surprising Belmont because Belmont was a paved highway all day. Horses that got to the front won. I liked this horse when I did my races on Friday, but the way that the track was playing on Saturday, he was an impossible play because nothing closed. But he did, and he won. I mean, but you look at the races. There were $3 winners, $4 winners, $5 winners almost pretty much all day. There were some really good performances, though. Like I said, Bricks and Mortar, he broke the track bias, and he ran just a tremendous, tremendous race and won very impressively in 1:58 for going the mile and a quarter. That was a great, great time. The other horse ran a good race. Sir Winston ran a good race, but it just to show you how bad it was, Sir Winston won the race, and the one horse, Jovia, who was in the race that should have been about 60-1, ran third, and none of the other horses ran. It was, like I've been saying since January, these three-year-olds are not that good, and it just showed you in the Belmont that they're not that good when you had a horse like Jovia running third and Sir Winston winning. Sir Winston had a big shot off the Peter Pan race that he ran, but he was running against a huge track bias, and I thought he had no shot.
All right, it's always amazing when you see the overhead. How I don't think people get the idea how big Belmont is unless you're there.
I had great seats. I was right on the finish line on the third floor, and you had the panoramic view of the whole place, and that's exactly what I thought. I'm like, man. Them horses are coming up the backstretch. They're like in another town.
It's a huge track.
Yeah, I mean, it was great. I mean, it felt, for the first time this year, I felt like I was at a racetrack.
It's, you know, you can see it on TV, and I've been there twice, Belmont, and it's nothing like when you go there. It's just huge. It's like the first time you go to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. You always think it's big.
But
you don't realize how big it is. Well, Belmont is, it holds 150,000 people, doesn't it?
It holds around 100, not 150. Yeah.
But it's huge. I mean,
it's cavernous. There could be people there that I know that I didn't see. Because I was in the clubhouse, and, like, we had a good routine going down to the paddock and everything, and was very, very, very comfortable, and it was just a great day.
All right.
Really good day, and a friend of mine works for NYRA. He got us a silver parking pass that cost $75 or $70, and we parked just about, I could probably spit and hit the turnstiles. That's how close we parked to the gate. It was really, really good, and it pays to have friends in high places.
It does. All right, on to baseball. I don't know what to make of the Red Sox. I mean, I just don't. I mean, it's obvious that they're not anything like they were last year.
No, of course not. They're erratic. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to repeat a season like they had last season.
Yeah. So when you look at things now, I mean, Minnesota, no one's catching.
Minnesota's for real.
No one's catching them. No one's catching Houston. It's just not happening.
And Houston's playing good with two of their best players out.
Yeah. So it's
three of their best players out. Altuve's been out too.
It's really wild when you look at that, and then you go back over to the National League. Atlanta's only a game behind Philadelphia.
That's a garbage division.
Yeah, Chicago's just got a game and a half lead, and the Dodgers.
That's one is a tough one. You don't know who's going to win that one.
The Dodgers. I mean,
running away with
it. It's done. It's done. Yeah. So I mean. Baseball is shaping up. You can start to see things unless injuries continue. But anyway,
well, the best baseball right now is being played on the Extra Stupid Person Network. The College World Series, yeah. The Super Regions this weekend. Some outstanding baseball. That's where you should be watching. One game last night with Florida State and LSU. Florida State advanced, beating LSU 5-4 in 12 innings. A tremendous game by both LSU and Florida State last night. Outstanding relief pitching. It was a shame somebody had to lose this game. But Florida State moved on. Vanderbilt lost their first game, I think it was Thursday night, to Duke. They got shut out. They came back and smacked Duke the next two games. A freshman pitched a no-hitter on Saturday night, striking out 19 guys. You're seeing some outstanding individual and team performances in here. And so far, Michigan, Mississippi State, Texas Tech, Florida State, and Vanderbilt moved on, and Louisville. And today there's three more series yet to be determined. Auburn and North Carolina, Mississippi and Arkansas. The winners of those two move on to Nebraska, and the World Series starts June 15th. So real good baseball there. Really good baseball, good pitching. A lot of these guys have been drafted. Some of them you'll see in the major leagues in maybe 2 years. And there's some real outstanding underclass freshmen in this crop this year. Really good baseball. And UCLA, who was the number one ranked team, got knocked off by Michigan. They're gone. That's the beauty of this College World Series. Doesn't matter where you're ranked or who you are, you got to go out and perform. So Michigan beat the number one team. And Florida State, for all the heralded teams they've had going in this, they came in this one unranked, the lowest seed that they've ever been going in, and now they're going into the World Series after knocking off number four ranked LSU. So that's some really, really good baseball being played in this College World Series.
All right. We're out of time.
Hey, we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, there was a lot to talk about this morning. We'll check with you tomorrow and just stay out of those clubs.
Well, let me tell you one thing. Belmont, for all the people they had,
yep.
Ran without a glitch, didn't run out of anything or have any problems, no lines at the windows. That was a finely run-tuned machine on Saturday.
All right. Well, I'm glad you had a good time there, buddy.
I had such a good time, I want to go again next year. Unless there's a Triple Crown winner, then it'll be packed to the gun hills.
Yeah. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.